Before we listen prayerfully to God's word, I invite you to quiet yourself in the presence of the one who knows you, sees you, and loves you. In your body, take a posture that best expresses your longings, your needs, and your receptivity to God right now. Perhaps you're sitting, or kneeling, or even lying face down. Perhaps your hands are open, or maybe they're clasped together. In the quiet, take a few deep breaths of preparation for prayer. Inhale the love and grace of God. Exhale any resistance to God's love and grace. For this opening reading of the scripture text, listen to the overall movement of it. Ask the Lord for the grace to hear it as if you're hearing it for the very first time. Our scripture reading today is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, verses 27 to 33. Listen to God's word. Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." He asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." For this second reading of the scripture text, listen for a word or phrase that catches your attention and invites you to linger with it. Which word or phrase taps your longings, stirs your curiosity, or even provokes you as you listen. Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." He asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." If a word or phrase has come into bold print for you, linger with it. What thoughts or feelings arise in you as you hold this word or phrase? How does this word or phrase intersect with your life right now? Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." He asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." talk honestly with God about whatever you're noticing, and listen for God's invitations to you. How are you being called to respond to God's word? What do you need from God right now? Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." He asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." in the quiet, simply rest in the presence of God. No words are necessary. Simply enjoy this place of communion with the God who loves you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.